love of Saint Joseph is something that each Christian should have. Everyone who has a love of Jesus should have a love for his foster father and our foster father. And we're going to see the great minds and hearts of the Middle Ages sang in choir the praise of the patron of the Universal Church. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And I want to be honest with you. Any way I could encourage you to have a greater love of Saint Joseph today is how I would like to encourage you today. And that is by consecrating your family and trusting your family to Saint Joseph, by making a commitment to daily pray the Litany of Saint Joseph, by perhaps looking at the chaplet of Saint Joseph, the joys and sorrows of Saint Joseph, or just by having a new image of Saint Joseph placed in your home, a new statue. Saint Joseph deserves a place in your home and in your hearts. And we're going to see that the great saints of the Middle Ages said exactly that, that Saint Joseph has to be seen as second only to our Blessed Mother in the order of the hierarchy of love. Of course, we're talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who give us a gift of Mary, who receives hyperdulia, and then the gift of Joseph, who shall receive protodulia, or first place of dulia within the communion of saints. Now, we've talked about Joseph in Scripture. We've talked about the Old Testament Joseph, foreshadowing the New Testament Joseph. We've talked about the just man of Scripture. We've talked about what it means to be the guardian of the Redeemer. What an awesome task, almost an indescribable task that is. And as St. Thomas tells us, the graces you would have to fulfill that task. And then we talked about St. Augustine and his principle of the mystical body, which we can apply to St. Joseph. What Joseph was to Jesus, Joseph is to you and to me. A powerful, loving, fatherly presence who wishes to express and manifest a role of intercession in your life, as he did in the life of the God-man. Now, we talked about St. Thomas Aquinas also and how Joseph has this miraculous moral bond with Jesus, something remarkable that God the Father, in some sense, put some of his heart in the heart of Joseph so that Jesus could look at Joseph and see a true father, although not a biological father, a true adoptive, a true legal father. And also that God the Father put something in the heart of Jesus so that he could see a creature as his true patron, as his true father, as his true authority, because Saint Joseph himself would have been far too humble to command the Christ unless he was told to do so in love by God the Father. Now, the Middle Age saints continue this litany of unparalleled praise for Saint Joseph after the unique praise of our Blessed Mother. We go to Saint Teresa of Avila. Now, Saint Teresa of Avila is known as the special patron of Saint Joseph. She was near death. She attributes her miraculous cure to Saint Joseph, whom she calls her Master and Lord, in the order of Dulia. And she, after herself, she describes this beautifully in her La Vida, the life of Teresa, her biography. And in her autobiography, she talks about how she was in such grave pain that she could not be touched. The sisters carried her in a sheet, a bed sheet, and her tongue had cliven to her mouth. It dried up. She was in the most intense pain she could imagine. And as a last resort, she went to Saint Joseph. And Saint Joseph miraculously cured her. And so she provides a friendly challenge, the challenge to every Christian to ask Joseph for something important. Ask Saint Joseph to intercede on your behalf. Give him an opportunity to show that he is in fact second only to Our Lady in the order of intercessory power. But once again, it demands us. We have to go to him. We have to accept him. We have to make our fiat to Saint Joseph, that we will accept the foster father of Jesus as our foster father. Now, the Middle Ages go on, even slightly before the time of Saint Teresa, we have Saint Bernardine of Siena, a tremendous saint in honor of Saint Joseph, and he gives us the Mass in office of Saint Joseph, which, as we heard earlier, was actually celebrated in various places, certainly in the first millennium of Christianity, and with John Gerson, also a tremendous devotee of St. Joseph, defending Joseph's assumption, as did St. Francis de Sales, as did Bernardine of Siena, that Joseph would receive a privileged, anticipatory resurrection of the body because of his proximity to our Lord Jesus and his proximity of love to our Blessed Mother. Now, as we move forward, we see really one who has to be regarded as one of the greatest devotees of Saint Joseph in all history. And he comes late. He comes in the 19th century. But, you know, as Saint Louis Marie de Montfort tells us in other dimensions, God's timing is the perfect timing. He knows when to bring forward devotions, and he's chosen to really climax the devotion of Saint Joseph to the 19th century, leading on into our own 21st century. I'm speaking of a humble porter in Montreal, Canada, a gentleman who called himself the Dog of Saint Joseph, the man who said, "I do no miracles, Saint Joseph alone does miracles," but a man who's responsible for the intercessory participation in some 15,000 miracles. And that's just documented miracles that happened through the intercession of Blessed André Bessette, the Dog of Saint Joseph. Now, we will not do justice to Blessed André, as we are certainly not going to be doing justice to Saint Joseph, but let me give you a little bit of the life of this remarkable man. Now, Blessed André, as a young man, lost both of his parents at an early age. He was literally a beggar on the streets. Now, a beggar in the sense that he had no home, but not in the sense that he did not work. He worked 9 different jobs in his first 2 years of being on the streets, approximately from age 18 to age 21. And he was a hard worker. He already at that time wore a belt with nails in it, and that would be, you know, obviously exposed to his flesh and tied tightly by him as a penance. He ate very, very little. Oftentimes he just had a little crust of bread with some milk. If he was laboring, which oftentimes he did for 12 hours a day, he would have to have a little bit more to eat. But he was really a Canadian version and a Josephite version of Padre Pio. He, in the mid-19th century, expressed his desire to be a religious brother, but thought that because he could not read or write, he would not be accepted. And of course, God took care of André, at that time Frederick, and brought him to the Holy Cross Brothers, who already had a tremendous devotion to Saint Joseph as they had migrated from France. Now, what did this man do? This little man, who, by the way, was 5'3 at his greatest height and for most of his life was under 5 foot. He weighed about 110 pounds for most of his life. What did Blessed André do? He was a porter, and for the first 20 to 25 years of his life, he simply worked approximately 20 hours a day in serving the brothers, in serving the college. They had it was a type of college preparatory where they had young men there to be educated. And he was fundamentally unknown for most of his first 50 years. During that time, he prayed approximately 30 rosaries a day. He slept on the average between 3 and 4 hours. He only had 2 meals, which typically was, again, of a little crust of bread, sometimes some coffee, other times water with a couple sips of milk, while he was offering all this for souls. And because of his generosity, God responded through the intercession of Saint Joseph in a way that is absolutely documentally miraculous. We're going to talk more about Blessed André Bessette as we continue this series in tribute of Saint Joseph. And again, I ask you, and in Saint Joseph's name, I beg you, give Saint Joseph a chance. We all have difficulties. We all have needs. Pray a novena to Saint Joseph. Go on the internet and get a base novena, or just make your own novena of intercession to Saint Joseph, because we need him now, and he's waiting to help us. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli with MaryCast. More to come on Saint Joseph. God bless.